opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-600-1641 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-600-1641.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.UsedJewelryBuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, great deals on the parts you need are your Advance Advantage. And this is a plug for spark plugs. Get it? Plug for spark. Anyway, Advance has the right price and selection of OE quality spark plugs from brands like Denso, NGK, and more. Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
At the Home Depot, get 1 gallon ornamental grasses for $4.88. They're easy to maintain and create a beautiful focal point. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details.
That's right. We have a movie review. My wife went with a girlfriend to see this movie. It's The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio. Chicks like Leo. They do. And I think he's a good actor. We'll find out what Fawn Diaz-Granados thinks about it. That's right. She's the temporary movie reviewer. And she is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Six locations in the greater St. Louis area. Ladies and gentlemen, Fawn Diaz-Granados.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon, Philip.
Good afternoon, Fawn. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Just great. And doing even better after I saw this movie, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife saw it with a girlfriend because she knew that I probably wouldn't like it. I don't know if I would or not, because I haven't seen it. Before you start, I will say that there's something that really surprises me. Hangover 3, did you see that, by the way?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going this week.
Every single review that I've heard or read, horrible. They give it like 1 out of 4, 1.5 out of 4. And it still has made almost $100 million. Now, that is amazing to me, because anybody who was going to see it had to have been exposed to a review. And here's what I go by. The app Rotten Tomatoes on my phone. And when I saw that the percentage of people who liked it was, and I'm not kidding, something like 23%, that's not a good rating. And I thought,
it's terrible.
Wow, and that's the people, that's not the critics. So let's talk about The Great Gatsby, which was a movie years ago with Robert Redford, I remember, which was a really good movie. How about this one?
This one I thought was even better, actually, Frank. I've read the novel. I don't know if you have.
No, I don't read.
You know, what's a really good read if you want one? It's beautifully written, and this story is bold. It's luxurious, and it's beautiful. It's a drama, but it's also a love story, so it's a great date movie. So if you're looking for something a little bit more mature than, you know, some of the action hero movies, this is a great alternative.
Now this takes place in the, what, the 20s?
Oh, yeah, 1922, thereabouts, right during the Prohibition era.
But the music, the soundtrack, is like a hip-hop. My wife said, by the way, it did not ruin the movie for her.
Really?
She said the music, she was fine with the music.
You know, I was prepared to hate it, too. In fact, I thought, this doesn't make sense. I love a good period piece. If you've ever seen Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, I love
HBO.
It. I love it.
Okay, we love that show, too, and we love that it just speaks to the era. Well, this is the same time period.
So they shouldn't have that kind of music.
Yeah, Jay-Z, hip-hop, Beyonce is playing. Sometimes I did find it a little distracting in the beginning. And then it kind of settles down. You don't hear it as much. You know, I kind of think that perhaps if he had Jay-Z do the soundtrack, but didn't use modern songs. I mean, like, there's even a crazy in love taken there, and it doesn't make any sense.
Now, for people who don't know the story, just give us briefly what is the story?
This is a story about a very wealthy but mysterious man played by Leonardo DiCaprio. And the thing that stands out about him is he throws these huge, lavish, over the top parties that everybody in the New York area wants to come to. So, I mean, any given night, there are lights flashing. There are just people all over the place. There are bands playing. There are women dancing all over the place. It is truly a spectacular. If you saw Moulin Rouge, which Baz Luhrmann directed, it kind of has that feel about it, right?
I would never watch
party,
it.
No. It's beautiful. No, you didn't see it?
No, I won't watch Moulin Rouge.
Oh, God, you like it. I tell you, Frank, give it a chance. You might actually like it. You know, there are beautiful people, beautiful women everywhere. And so that's what this Jay Gatsby has. He has all the hotties at his house, and it's the place that you want
to
be.
All right, it's the place to be seen is his parties. But what is his draw? What is his appeal? Just that people...
Well, here's the thing. You don't know. How did he get this money? And that's what the movie is kind of centering on. It's the old discussion of old money versus new money.
Yeah.
You know, is this guy legitimate or not? Is he fake? You know, why is he so garish? You know, it's the idea of sometimes you hear around here, let's see, people who have real money live in Frontenac, Ladue, right? And
right.
The new money is in Chesterfield. And sometimes you hear a little battling, a little discussion about, well, which one is better? Well, that's what this movie is centering on, but in a grand, grand way. His main nemesis is this man, Buchanan, Tom Buchanan, and he's from old money. And Tom Buchanan, hope I'm not giving too much of the story away, but
no.
He is married to a woman named Daisy, and Daisy plays a special part in this Gatsby's life.
Now, who plays Daisy?
Daisy, and she is this wonderful actress by the name of Carey Mulligan. Have you seen her in An Education?
I know the name. I probably know her if I saw her.
Oh, she's cute as a button. Cute as a button. I at first didn't think she'd be great in this role because she is just that cute. She looks really innocent. She's not one of those femme fatales, but she fits in this part because she has this wide-eyed innocence. And she just seems to be so enthralled with everything that's grand. And you get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get why these parties might attract her, why she might think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And it makes sense because, you know, she's from a rich family too, so you know, well, why would this be any big deal to her? But Carey Mulligan plays this role to a T. And, in fact, Tobey Maguire's in it. And he is awesome in it, too.
I don't like him. I just don't know why. No, I just don't like him. Peon, you're making a face.
I've never really seen him in anything that I like him in.
I don't get what the big deal is about him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think, at first I didn't think he was the greatest ever, but there's something really honest about his acting style. And this role fit him perfectly because he's the narrator of the story, Nick Carraway. And Nick Carraway is the heart of it. He admires these people. He's from a pretty wealthy Midwestern family, but, you know, comparing Midwest money to New York money, it's kind of like that idea, right? You come to the big city and you see, like, some of the biggest money there is in New York, and he's in awe of this.
All right, now we're coming to the end, but let me ask you a question. Well, I remember very little about the Gatsby with Robert Redford, but what I do remember is that when it was over, I remember thinking, what the heck was that about? It's just a bunch of it was a bunch of parties and nice fancy cars, and the costuming was great. But what was the real story? Is that the case here, or do you walk out really understanding what you just saw?
I think he lays it out perfectly. You get the real
story.
Well,
then it's X-rated. He lays it out.
Whoa.
And about love. Oh, he lays it out, baby.
Yeah, I bet he does. Yeah.
It's really good, Frank. I think you should see it. My husband and I are going to go back and see it together. I saw it with my cousin, and she loved it. And I tell you, the one thing is, if you don't like a lot of in-your-face color and action, it may be a little bit too much because it's a little bit of a razzle-dazzle feel. It's in your face movie.
Yeah.
But I tell you, if you like something that's really vivid and beautiful, if you can just lay aside, you know, kind of the whole rap thing in the background, and you really get into the heart of what's going on here. It's not just about the party. The parties are just a cover for something greater. and something greater is love.
All right.
And I thought it was beautiful.
All right,
it was really fun.
Four ARDs being the best movie you've ever seen in your life, how many would you give this?
I give it three ARDs.
That's
Frank.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. Here they come.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. You can't do it and jump on top of Carl when he does it. You got to hold on. Stop it. We're going to do it again, and you wait till Carl's done, and you can say it. Okay.
Okay,
what'd you say?
I'll
three.
Do this right.
Three ARDs. Is that what you said? Three. Here we
That's
go. Three.
Right.
Here we go.
ARDs. Three.
Here we go.
All right, Dean.
All right, now you can do it.
All right, Dean.
All right, Fawn. Dean. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Fawn Diaz Granados, everybody. Just a regular working woman with a husband and a job. She just loves the movies. Three ARDs for The Great Gatsby. I like Leonardo DiCaprio. But for whatever reason, I'm not in a hurry to see it.
No, I have no interest.
Yeah, some movies. The Hangover I'll probably never watch, not even on DVD, because I've heard nothing but horrible things about it.
I might go see it.
Hey, did you see the clip? They're celebrating the, I think, 250th show of this James Lipton inside the Actors Studio.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the clip they showed where the guest was Robert De Niro on stage, and they take questions from students? And one of the students, they went back and found a clip. One of the students that stood up, and they stand up and they say, Mr. De Niro, my name. And the kid stands up, he says, my name is Bradley Cooper. And he was a student.
Oh, wow.
It's a great piece of video. And then they end up working together in Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah.
And by the way, Bradley Cooper, as a student, looked exactly like Bradley Cooper. Now, he already looked like a movie star. I hate guys like that. Now, if you're honest and you're a guy, you'll admit you can't stand him either. We have time for a couple of calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Tom is on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. She did much better this week. I really liked her review on The Great Gatsby.
Well, we all get better with time.
But you know what? She really missed the mark on the Star Trek one last week.
Well,
let me tell you real quickly why. Have you seen the Star Trek movie?
No, I haven't seen anything ever that had the word Star Trek attached to it.
The Star Trek movie that is out today is a current version of the second Star Trek movie with William Shatner called The Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
And there were so many things in this Star Trek movie now that was in the first movie. They even replicated several scenes and reversed characters. It was, I give it like a 1.5 stars. If you like an action movie, it was good, but this was terrible, and she totally missed the mark.
Okay, here's what I've decided, though. You're not the first person that said that, and here's what I've come to the conclusion.
Sorry.
No, I've come. It's helped me come to this conclusion. I think somebody like Fawn probably should avoid reviewing movies like Star Trek or Star Wars or something where the purists are going to tear her apart because they're looking for things she's not looking for. She's not as into it.
But you can't do a review just for those people.
Yeah.
You have to give a general review.
I know, but those people are going to tear you up.
And a movie.
Well, thanks a lot, Frank. I'll let you go.
No, you're not the first. That's valid criticism.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's just her opinion. I mean, it's hard to argue with somebody's opinion.
But you know what? If I were to watch Star Trek, and I've never even seen the TV show, my review would be pathetic. It would be, I like it or don't like it, but I wouldn't even get the stuff I was supposed to get to appreciate it and like it.
And you can say it, but you say that right up front. I'm not a Trekkie. I don't understand any of this.
So I'm reviewing this as somebody who knows nothing about Star Trek. For all those of you who may be thinking, hey, for the first time ever, I'll go to Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
And then I can say you won't get it, which you wouldn't. Now, this Hunger Games, this next one's coming out. I don't see how anybody could go to that if they didn't see the first Hunger Games. I saw the first
one.
But what a weird movie, by the way. That first Hunger Games? Weird.
Yeah, I heard the plot and I was just...
Yeah, it's really, really weird. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hi, everybody.
John, everybody.
Hey, John.
What's up?
Well, I know how, especially you, Frank, you can be pretty... picky about certain things, petty little things.
No, not me, no.
No.
You're thinking of somebody else.
Well, I'll be very professional about a couple of the advertisements on your show that I think that if they were on somebody else's show, you would say something too. But when you go out to visit with your folks, your advertisers, do you ever tell them to or suggest that they don't be St. Louis cutesy with words like shark sale.
Like what? Shark tail.
Shark sale. Shorts.
Shorts. I don't have an
every short sale, but the guy says
shark sale.
Shark.
Well, first of all, I don't have any relationship with that particular advertiser. I don't speak for anybody who would ever use the term short sale. That's not somebody I'm connected to.
I think it's, well, it's the ad that comes on around 4:30 today.
Okay, but it's a recorded commercial.
Okay.
See, I don't have any control or anything to do with any of that. The only thing I have anything to do with are the people I speak about. I have no say.
I got you.
Because if I did, over half those commercials wouldn't be running.
Okay, then.
Because
I'm glad I called.
No, I'm glad you called, too, because I think they're either so pathetic or they're so poorly written or poorly produced or the information is misleading. You know, we have an advertiser on the air now, and in their commercial they say, we've been in business since 19, and I'll leave it at that. I will tell you for a fact that company under that name has not been in business since that year. That is not true.
Wow.
And it drives me nuts, but I can't. Other things drive me nuts, too, John, and if we had 3 hours, I'd go into them. We have a car dealer who's a pervert and a pedophile. We have a building, let's just say it's sort of in the building supply trade, a guy who is a convicted child molester and convicted and did prison time for sodomy of a child, and he has TV and radio commercials running. That drives me nuts, but
wow.
I can't do anything about it.
And here I am, bitching about
short sale.
Shark sale.
Shark sale.
Yeah, there are a lot of bigger fish to go after. But I appreciate it. I appreciate that you, pay that much attention.
Well, you had an advertiser about an hour ago that the appliance store, and they have, washers. And then there was another guy, I think it's a roofer, Lane House Construction, I think it's, and he says the word 100. Like with the ERT.
Okay, that's John Shea. He says 100. 100.
No, I don't think that's him on 100. There.
It's not him?
No.
Well, here's the deal. What you're picking at, though, is there's nothing wrong with that. These are colloquial. These are local slang. My wife says wash. I've got to do the wash.
My mom does,
Let's go to Washington. Mm-hmm. That's a St. Louis thing. It may irritate you. I just got used to it after a while. Highway Farty. Are you from here?
I know, I'm from Dallas.
There you go. That explains it. Get used to it, man, because that's just the way in this part of the country a lot of people talk. You hand me a knife and fark, and let's go down Highway Farty, and you'll hear lots of other stuff that you'll soon realize lots of people just say it that way in this part of the country.
Well, not lying, but the other day I did shark myself driving down Highway Farty.
Farty? Oh, it's a good highway to be on doing that.
All right, John. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew he wasn't from here. Because when he starts picking on Washington and then the St. Peter's thing and St. Louis, it's not St. Peter's, St. Peter's. But you know what? When you live in a particular part of the country and that's the way they talk, if you get somebody from Indiana comes here and hears us say, oh, he's a Hoosier, man, they get mad.
Oh, yeah.
They get mad because...
That's a prideful thing to be a Hoosier.
A Hoosier is something they're proud of. It's the Hoosier state.
Yeah.
That's their slogan. And you go, yeah, he's such a Hoosier. And I've been around people from Indiana. They go, what did you say? You said it like it's an insult. And they go, yeah, he's a Hoosier. And they got into it. And I, whoa, to the Indiana guy. I just said, you'd have to live here. To us... It's a redneck. It's, somebody who just not educated, ignorant. Well, that doesn't help because then they're really mad because, well, that's not what a Hoosier is. And then they tell you what it means to them. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I kind of thought yesterday that by the end of the day, I'd understand how an air conditioning system works and I could get part-time work with Matheny. It's never going to happen. They'd never hire me. They might hire me, maybe to sell. Yeah, maybe line up some work, but I'm never going to be that guy that, goes out to the house because I've watched them, and there's this thing they do where they take the refrigerant out of the system and they capture it in a tank, and they either then dispose of it properly or they put it back in. It's like, I've tried to make sense of it. I've tried to read the gauges. That's why they're trained. That's, you can't just get a truck and put on a shirt with your name on it and start knowing what you're doing when it comes to heating and cooling. In fact, these guys are not only trained, they're continuously trained. They frequently go for retraining. Because like anything else, you ask a car mechanic who worked on a car 30 years ago, if the last car he worked on was 30 years ago, if he could take a toolbox and go pop the hood and work on a car today, and the answer is no. What he's looking at in there is completely different. I'm sure the same is true of air conditioning and heating systems. You have to stay up to speed on what you're looking at and what you're working on and what the specs are and how to analyze and do diagnostics and all that. And they do at Matheny. 71 years this year. That's something to be proud of. I want to make it clear that if you're in Illinois, you're out of luck with Matheny. I'm so sorry about that. Maybe one of these days they'll take on Illinois. For now, it's St. Louis and St. Charles counties. And it is commercial, residential, big, small, any model, any make, any type, new, old. If it's so old it needs to be replaced, they'll tell you. But they won't tell you it has to be replaced until it has to be replaced. If it can be fixed and give you more service for another couple of years, then that's what they'll do. Matheny Heating and Cooling, terrific family business. And once you have them out, my guess is you will never again have to ask a friend, a neighbor, brother-in-law, anybody else, who did you call to work on your heating and cooling? I don't know who to call. You'll know who to call. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now, see how things are moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we'll start off with southbound 270. You've got some stop-and-go traffic from south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170, it looks like they've cleared an accident that was just before Highway 64, so traffic is slow between Delmar and Ladue down through 64. Westbound 70, heavy from 270 to the Blanchette. Again, 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive and out in Chesterfield Valley. Looks like we've had some rain and things are stacking up now, approaching Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge on westbound 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Home Depot. At the Home Depot, get 1 gallon of ornamental grasses for $4.88. They're strong, easy to maintain, and create a beautiful focal point. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis, a 24-hour city. Even in the wee hours of the morning, this is a city filled with third shift workers, late night bar hoppers, and night owls. The Big 550 hasn't forgotten you, which is why, beginning at midnight Tuesday through Saturday mornings, you can hear a repeat of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion, followed by a repeat of the Steve Cochran Morning Quickie at 3 a.m. Both shows are so good, we give you two chances to hear them. The Big 550, KTRS.
So you ask, what exactly is Broadway Ford Truck Centers? Broadway Ford Truck Centers is a full-line Ford truck store. Not only will you find Ford commercial vehicles at Broadway Ford Truck Centers, you'll find a full line of truck and SUVs for personal use. Broadway Ford Truck Centers has any vehicle you might need for your business. Unlike others who will sell you what they think you want, Broadway Ford Truck Centers will take the time to look at your business, what the truck will be doing for you to make sure that it'll do the job you need it to do. Broadway Ford Truck Centers is a Ford Business Network preferred dealer. Well, that means they're trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles. Bottom line, Broadway Ford Truck Centers has the trucks that are the solution to your unique business needs. Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area, or check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-400-0179. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-400-0179. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-400-0179.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, you call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and usable space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Bend and I-44. The website is OutdoorLivingInc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
At Advance Auto Parts, great deals on the parts you need are your Advance Advantage. And this is a plug for spark plugs. Get it? Plug for spark. Anyway, Advance has the right price and selection of OE quality spark plugs from brands like Denso, NGK, and more. Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
The average roller coaster travels at speeds around 70 miles per hour and has at least six devices to keep you safe. Three different wheels to keep it secured to the track, a lap restraint, side bars, and a shoulder harness. It goes up hills, around sharp corners, and even upside down. You'd be crazy to ride it without all that stuff. About as crazy as not wearing your seatbelt in your car. Buckle up and arrive alive.
Flick it or ticket. Day and night. A message from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you could turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Crack and Rosie, Neil Diamond. One of those songs you know immediately.
Crack and Rosie, get on board.
That guy was a chain. Shoot, I sound like a chain smoker. He was a chain smoker.
Taking it slow.
And I think he's quit, but I don't know. But see, that's another case where I maintain he got his character and his voice from smoking. He wouldn't have had it otherwise. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Philip is with us. Hello, Philip.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call because, you know, we had that Trekkie guy calling earlier, and he was all up in arms about the new movie, and you made a really good point that, you know, you haven't seen the original Star Trek, and J.J. Abrams, with what he was trying to do with the first movie of this new series, is he created a completely different timeline. You know, he didn't have to bring back this villain. You know, I was, you know, I'm pretty young, but I was raised on all of these old sci-fi shows. My parents met because of Doctor Who. You know, I was raised watching the old Star Treks, and, you know, what he was really trying to do was make it so you didn't have to be like me to enjoy the movies. You could be like you or anyone else. Just come in, watch the movies, and he doesn't have to follow all those rules. And it's just kind of, you know, he's not the first person I've heard who really complains about how, oh, they're not sticking to this story and this story. And honestly, he doesn't have to.
but when you get somebody who's really into Star Trek or into Star Wars or into any of that, they're going to have their own spin, and they want to hear it the way they saw it. They want to hear your take. It match their take. Now, let me ask you something. You said your parents met. Were you conceived during a Doctor Who movie, do you think? Like in a theater up in the balcony or something?
I hope it wasn't on the glow of the, you know, old PBS networks or anything.
You don't want to think about that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Philip.
No problem. Yeah, just, you know, I just hope everyone can calm down and just enjoy them because they're good movies. J.J. Abrams is a good filmmaker, you know?
I think you should listen to what Philip just said. Yeah. Everyone just calm down.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Great advice. Thank you, Philip.
No problem. Have a good one.
See? Sometimes younger people than I have the best advice. Rich, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
That's exactly the way I'd be if I were listening. What's up?
I'm not sure if I need the problem solvers or not, because I'm really confused. And after the top of the hour news and weather and all that, I spent 5 minutes looking for a new atlas, because when the newscaster was talking about this tornado warning until 8 o'clock that involves the tornado watch. It's Iowa, St. Louis, and Illinois. And I could not find a map in this fuel stop that I was at that has the state of St. Louis. Could you tell me where that's at, please?
Now
between the A and the B.
Unless he was correct, maybe the tornado watch was for Iowa, St. Louis only, and Illinois. Maybe it wasn't the whole state of Missouri.
Well, he specifically stated
three states. Okay, well, that's very different then. Three states, and here are the states: Iowa, Illinois, and St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand, he's relatively new to the news business,
and it's easy to blow right through that if you're going to say Iowa and say Missouri, including St. Louis, and then Illinois. It's easy to make that mistake.
But I will tell you what you've done that I appreciate, Rich, is you have just reminded me of something my wife has done three times in public now with other people that's so humiliating and embarrassing, and I'll share it. And what you did just now reminded me of it. So,
well, I was just a little bit confused because I've been driving a truck for over 20 years, and I have yet to find the state of St. Louis, so I didn't know if we added a 51st state.
I'm gonna
guess, woke up this morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess no.
What happened?
I'm gonna guess no, that we didn't. But thank you for paying so attention so closely.
It was my pleasure.
All right, Rich, same here. All right, I'll tell you that story about my wife did in a minute. I want to talk to Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe, you gotta turn your radio down. Joe, you have to turn your radio down. 3, 2, 1. Let's go to Margie. Margie, how are you?
I'm really good. I do need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
It's a question. Ceiling fans this time of year, do they go clockwise or counterclockwise?
Oh, that's a good one. That's come up. Mm-hmm. That has come up before. I believe this time of year, they're supposed to go clockwise.
Yeah, to where
is that,
kinda
to suck the air from the bottom up? Or
no, clockwise
blow
would blow downward.
Blow the hot air down?
No, not necessarily.
I thought it was
keep
supposed to go
the cold air down.
Yeah.
It keeps the cold air
down.
Okay. But see, here's what I think, though. I think the whole thing is BS.
Right.
Because what you're doing is, if you have it going clockwise, you're drawing the opposite end of the blades that are blowing air are sucking air. So you're drawing hot air, blowing it down.
Right. It doesn't.
And none of it makes sense, because if you reverse it and run it counterclockwise, you're pulling the cool air up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I don't want it on the ceiling. So, quite frankly, I don't think it makes any difference.
But I think, wouldn't that replace the cold air being pulled up? Wouldn't that have new cool air on the bottom, too? So wouldn't it have cold air on the top?
Well, here's what we've just decided. We don't know. We don't know.
I have an idea. Don't turn it on.
Yeah.
No, that's a great question. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Peon. In that you run it counterclockwise.
The vents are
low.
I'm
going counterclockwise right now, and I think
that's the right way.
Yeah.
That's the right way. I'd leave it counterclockwise,
great.
Yeah. We've done it again.
We've done it again.
Margie, thank you for the call.
All right.
Now, if anybody's a fan expert and you want to contradict what we just said, and you know what will happen? We'll get both sides,
right.
and each one will know they're right. Oh, no, I know for a fact it's counterclockwise. I do know this. When a fan runs clockwise, it blows air down. When it runs counterclockwise, because of the way the blades are pitched, it blows air up toward the ceiling. I've never fully understood. But look, I'm the kid that as a kid watched my dad put a window fan in, and it was blowing out.
Oh, that drove me nuts as a kid. I wanted that air blown on me.
Yeah. I thought well, maybe my dad's really stupid, and you don't want to say, Dad, you're stupid. And I thought, shouldn't we be blowing fan air on us? No, he knew what he was doing, because if you open the windows.
It creates a jet stream through the house, yeah.
Okay, I've had a couple of people call and say you want to go counterclockwise in the summer because cold air will drop and you want it to...
Bring it up. We were right. I changed from wrong to right.
Yeah.
Give ourselves a round of applause. So, Margie, your fan is set correctly.
Yep.
Leave it where it is. Let's go to Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, I'm Ian in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This sounds like the whole beehive thing all over again.
Well, close.
Hey, as far as the critics go, nobody really pays attention to them anyway, so people just need to relax and just let her do her thing.
Right, and I like the fact that she's not a critic. She's just a person that went to the movies, you know, which is everybody that we've had doing movie reviews was pretty much a person that just went to the movies.
Absolutely.
You know? They're not the directors or school, the theater professors or film class, nothing. They're just people telling you what they thought. All right?
Not enjoying a movie. All right.
Thank you, Glenn. From Glenn to Scott. Hello, Scott.
How are we doing today?
We're doing great today.
Good. To answer your question in regards to the ceiling fan issue, it depends on where your registers are at. If you have ceiling registers or floor registers, dictates the direction that your fan goes.
That makes a lot of sense. If your registers are up high, you want to blow the cool air down.
Exactly.
Aha! So, Margie, if your vents are on the floor, counterclockwise. If they're up high, clockwise.
That's correct.
Wow, people should pay us.
Yeah, learning show.
It is the learning show. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and that does make perfect sense. And I've never understood why vents are at the top for either hot or cold, because if it's air conditioning, you want it to come out at the bottom, because it's going to otherwise, by the time it falls, it's not as cool anymore. And if it's heat, you don't want heat coming out at the top. It just hangs up at the top of the ceiling.
You got to have the fan blowing it down.
We need to set up a consultation service. Hello, John. How are you?
AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
But on the fan.
Here we go.
There is a button on the fan, and in the springtime you push the button down, and in the wintertime you push the button up.
And then what does that make it do?
Never paid a bit of attention. All I know is when I push the button down, I get more air on me.
Well, I think it just switches from clockwise to counterclockwise.
That doesn't help us unless we know which way it makes it turn. Does it say on there summer, winter?
But really, I don't give a rip which way it's turning as long as it's blowing more air on me in the temperate weather.
Now, the cold air will fall anyway, even if the registers are up top.
But cold air
doesn't go up there anyway, because, like you said, cold air falls. So it blows down and stirs that cold air up and moves it up around you.
I'm getting a headache. Starting to get a headache. John,
there's one more thing I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
We both love things that go bang, right?
I do.
Well, in 1959, Colt started making
the 1911 National Match Gold Cup.
Okay.
And for the first 8 to 10 years, each one of those guns was put together by a gunsmith.
Okay.
In 1960, they made one of those guns, and my buddy's brother bought it in 61, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
He just put it in my hands, a month and a half ago, and it looks like it just came from the store.
Is it engraved? Is it blue? Is it nickel? What is it?
Well, they're blue, but you got a higher finish.
Okay.
And on top of that, you got a real high-tech trigger. It's only got a 6-ounce trigger on it.
Wow. You can sneeze on that and set it off.
Well, what it is you know what it is when I say travel on a trigger.
Right.
When you run out of travel, the next thing it's going bang. But it is so sweet and lays them in there. It's the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Are you telling me this because you'd like to give me this gun?
No, I'm telling you this because I'm just tickled to death.
Well, you
I know you'd appreciate even knowing that one of them guns is still in pristine condition.
No, you should be, and you should be shooting it.
I am.
I'm not one of these people that wants to look at something till I die.
Matter of fact, I'm even going to change the spring on it because those guns were set with a 14-pound spring.
Yeah.
Because they were meant to shoot semi-wide cutters for strictly competition. And I got a personal gunsmith, and he's changing it to a 16-pound spring because then I can use my Golden Saber wad cutters.
Well, you do realize that 99% of the people listening have no idea what you're talking about.
I talk about guns to a lot of people, and you'd be surprised. There's a lot of smart people
I talk to even more people here every day, and you'd be surprised from my email how many people are completely ignorant about guns.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that know guns and just don't say nothing. They just listen and enjoy.
All right. John, thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Be careful.
Bye.
Okay. Don't want anybody to get shot. We won't lose any listeners here.
No.
Any accidents or anything. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com is the website. Phone number. The reason that I make a big deal out of the 878 part of the phone number, that's the part that if you mess it up, you might get somebody else. Because there are some other 9999s out there. There are 9899s, 8999s, trying to confuse you. You get that 878 part, 314-878-9999, then you have the people that you intended to call and you wanted to call. American Equity Mortgage, the people who for 21 years have helped people get in the homes that they wanted to get in, and then help people who were already in those homes as homeowners borrow money the smart way, the low interest way, the low current home mortgage rate way, and get out of bad debt, like credit card debt. You can also use the equity to borrow money for things that you just don't want to owe for, like a car. I just want to pay cash for my car. Here's a check. You do the equity, the home equity loan to do that. It's a much lower interest rate. It's a smart thing to do. They'll tell you how it works. They know a lot about it. Been doing it a long time. They work fast. And don't worry about your credit. If anybody can get you done, ready, get the money, boom, and get you the best rate you can, whatever your credit rating is, they'll do it. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Thank a friend for calling in and let me know about an accident on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. Now, it was blocking the left lane, but it looks like from the camera that they've moved off to the right shoulder. But traffic is jammed back now approaching Ladue. If you're traveling on southbound 170, you're stacked up a little south of Olive down through 64. On westbound 370, it looks like you're slow a little west of Missouri Bottom over the bridge and then opens up around Highway 94. I think we've got some rain in the area. Westbound 70 stacks up approaching 270 to the Blanchette. You're heavy again west of Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Home Depot. At the Home Depot, get 1 gallon ornamental grasses for $4.88. They're strong, easy to maintain, and create a beautiful focal point. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pigeon Forgetter is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
All right, I got a joke at the Playhouse coming up about a guy who goes hunting and has an accident, shoots himself in the wiener. I just tell you that much of it because right there, now you know you have to hear the joke. There just aren't too many jokes like that. Got a nice email here from a guy named Steve Baker. Let me read you his email. Frank, I want to let you know that Joe came by our house from North American Solar. And I thought I'd give you some of the information. I will be able to get a new roof before I get the solar panels, and I will only be accountable for the deductible. I had damage from some prior storms. After the rebates and government tax breaks, I will be paying $70 less for the loan on the remaining balance than I pay monthly for my electric. They also said there's a good chance that I will have 100% electricity supplied by my solar panels according to my present usage. My unit will be paid off, meaning solar panels, in 5 years. Not only will it increase the value of my home over $25,000 initially on day one, the value will increase because of the increasing energy cost. Now, let me stop right there and say, well, this is a good point he makes. Now, he's obviously got a small house because the average home increases in value $40,000. They told him, and the great thing about North American Solar, they're being straight with him. Your house is going to be about $25,000 more. And as electricity becomes more expensive, and it will, it just adds more to the value of your house. And he goes on and he quotes me prices and how much he's saving. Something worth looking at. North American Solar, north-americansolar.com if you want to know more. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheelis. At least 8 tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma and Arkansas today, and there are reports of some injuries and damage near Little Rock. ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z says it's going to be a rough night.
There's a lot of severe weather going on already. This is going to be an active night like we've seen for this